Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going out there? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's 2025. It's 2025. And it is the first episode of the new year. It's Monday. It's the first of 350 some odd episodes. Who the hell knows? We're going to get into it. We are definitely going to change up the way business is done here at the Goose. We are going to have, as I said before on my closeout, a daily podcast, Monday through Friday, all episodes dropping at 6 a.m. Pacific time, which could be 9 a.m. on the East Coast, 8 a.m. in the middle of America, whatever that is in Europe. And that's what's going to be. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of banana sandwich crap. We're going to go movies, maybe dive into some news, maybe talk about God knows what, because it is important that we give something to our audience. You know, I just checked the subscriber count, and we have just passed 100 across all platforms. So thank you very much for all of those that have some confidence in me and want to see me battle it out for, you know, 52 whole weeks out of this year, or 51 really, because I took the first one off, obviously. And we're gonna get into some stuff, you know. And it's a whole new year. Trump gets inaugurated on the 20th. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about there. And we're going to have some different type of episodes. As before, you know, I used to read a lot of things verbatim and then kind of give a little bit on it. Then I had a sidekick and we did a little bit of, you know, movies and comic books and video games and sports and all that stuff. Well, everybody slowly but surely has parted on into their own adventures. And since that has been the case, I'm going to dive right into the business as I want to and or feel like it, or however you want to say it. So for those of you that have been with me over the last 8 years, appreciate you. Those that are new, enjoy the ride. We're gonna have our inaugural episode of 2025 right now. All right, so Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, a little citation stuff. You know, I pulled this from NBC News, BBC, ABC, AP, and Slate. So, remember that hush money case from Donald Trump? You remember that deal where he made 34 different payments to Stormy Daniels during the presidential campaign in 2016? And they decided to convict him up there in New York because, you know, we all know you can get a ham sandwich convicted in New York. You can get released without bail. You know the routine out there in New York. Well, the judge, Juan Merchan, has said that he was going to put this off until the election. You know, he got convicted. We're going to have our sentencing after the election. Well, the election has happened. Donald Trump won the election. He is going to be inaugurated on the 20th. And for some oddball reason, this guy is going to go through with the sentencing on January 10th. Now, everybody's going a little bananas over this. You know, this guy's lost his mind, all this stuff. I personally don't think he's lost his mind. He's going through with the case. He's got a conviction. He's got to hand down a sentence of some kind. So I'm not exactly upset about it as much as, you know, 99.9% of every single conservative out there that feels that Donald Trump should not have a charge on his record. Well, here's the thing. His sentence is an unconditional discharge. That's more than likely what the judge is going to hand down. And what that means is he won't face any jail time or any probation or anything like that. He will basically have his case closed without any punishment. But his record will still say that he was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Now, I know, guys, I know all of you out there 100% are irritated with this because we all know the real issues with this case is that he made this payment with an NDA to Stormy Daniels through Michael Cohen, which is perfectly legal. We all know that this case is being brought on by Alvin Bragg. We all know that he is just trying to make a name for himself. And we all know that this case more than likely would have never seen the light of day had it been, you know, Joey Munster or something, you know, instead. But we know instead Donald Trump, you know, we know what's going on. But there's also other issues, too. You know, the conflict of interest with the judge. He was challenged by Trump's legal team to recuse himself. He chose not. He said no, he didn't have to, stating that he could remain fair and impartial. It also has a lot to do with the decision. It's a lot to do with his family, more or less. His daughter's employment with a digital agency that worked with the Democratic officials and pointed to small donations that the judge made to Democratic candidates in 2020, things of that nature. We pretty much know that this judge is for the most part got his hands in the cookie jar, but he said he could remain fair. So he wasn't going to walk away. We all know the story, but this is what I will say in this whole thing. Honestly, guys, all of you MAGA boys out there losing your shit over this, let me just ask you one simple question. You ready? Who gives a shit? Honestly, who gives a flying fuck if Juan Merchan is going to give an unconditional discharge to the president of the United States? Anybody in law knows it's bullshit. They also know that any lawyer knows it's bullshit. All the political knuckleheads from your Ben Shapiro's all the way down to your Benny Johnson's are going to sit here and talk about how big of an asshole Juan Merchan is for doing this and putting a conviction on his record. But at the end of the fucking day, guys, who cares? He's not going to jail. He's not going to face any punishment. There's not going to be anything added to it from probation to fines or nothing. He is simply going to be held as a felon for business records. And everybody that looks at that is going to know it's horseshit. So, guys, please take a breath. I know Donald Trump's probably not going to lose his lunch over it. You're all going to fucking survive this. Has anybody been to the movies lately? Anybody out there? Anybody been to the movies lately? Well, since COVID, let's do some chatter on this. Why do movies for the most part suck? I mean, let's face it. The box office in 2024 brought in $8 billion, finishing about $1 billion less than 2023 and even lower than the $11.8 billion from 2018. The pandemic brought in $2.1 billion. So the numbers have been going from big to small, kind of to the big, little bit down from prior year. What the fuck? Why is nobody going? Yeah, we got the labor strikes. Yes, the streaming services have been keeping people at home on the couch with their own popcorn. No asshole next to them screaming at the TV. It's just peace and harmony. And 99% of the time, your sound system sounds way better than what the fuck is lying around in the movie theater. And it's a safe space. Let's face it. Nobody in a funny costume is going to walk into your living room and shoot you, as happened with the Batman films. We know this. We also know that the inflated prices haven't really given any value to the films. I mean, you go from $8 a ticket to damn near $15 a ticket. Now, you know, they have things like IMAX where they charge you $25, $26 a ticket. Then you go to fucking D-Box or 4DX where you're paying $40 for a ticket. And it's not exactly changing the fact the movie sucks. Why are these movies taking a shit? Why? A lot of it is constant reboots, guys. And bringing back franchises is really, it's killing you. I know you got to retell the story, but I mean, how many times are you going to go in and watch a movie, guys, that is unoriginal? And it was something that was 5 years old being rebooted, like the Hunger Games, right? They're trying to reboot it with Songbirds and Snakes and shit. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, it's the same fucking movie. Why do I give a flying fuck about the origins of the Hunger Games? No one cares. No one cares. And they proved it because the studio had the balls to sit there and walk out there with a fucking 3-hour epic horseshit. I mean, let's go to sleep. Please, guys. Come on. And let's look at, when you look at what happened with Lord of the Rings, right? They had the cartoon in the 70s, and now this is where I start to date myself. I'm 44 years old. I'm going to be 45. So I remember in the 80s watching, for those of you who were never born in the 80s, you watched real hand-drawn cartoons for the most part, and you happened to play with real toys, not video games per se. The music was a little wonky. No cell phones, no direct contact, no instant access. A 56K modem, if you're lucky, showed up in my lifetime, you know, little dial-ups and things. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You guys out there born in the 80s, you know what I'm saying. So, on comes these hand-drawn Hobbit film. It is basically the Lord of the Rings, thousands of pages mashed into about 90 minutes. Now, there were problems with the film, sure. You know, it had holes in the plot holes. The art was subpar. But you it was a fun film. You could sit down, you can get through it in 90 minutes. You get the gist of the book, and you're good. And then came Peter fucking Jackson. He gives us 9 hours of cut footage, 3 hours apiece, and he brought to life parts of the book parts of the book should not have been on film. Walking through the forest, you know, for example, is as described in the book. We don't need to recreate that. He's walking in the forest. Who gives a fuck? You know, things that were left to the imagination were added minutes to a movie. And it didn't exactly push the movie forward. And then just to learn, and to learn that this fucking guy put out a 4-hour ultimate edition of each film. So now you're watching not 9 hours, 12 hours of footage. And my God, like there was not enough of this fucking movie. And to be honest, we for some reason had to have this. Let me back up. Let's be honest, kids. Could we have gotten 12 hours, maybe crunched it into 3 hours and called it good? Did we really need to franchise this bitch out? Because what did he do with King Kong? He made that bitch 3.5 hours. Nobody wanted to watch that. Nobody. And it was proof in the pudding. Nobody. And what did we do? We brought back The Hobbit. We rebooted the cartoon. Not as a 90-minute film. This fucking dude, Peter Jackson, decided to make it 9 fucking hours. 3 hours apiece. Doing that shit again. And then, of course, because we can't get enough of the Lord of the Rings, we got a TV show, we got a video game here, a video game there. We saturated the market, as they say. And it got so much in people's faces, nobody went to see the cartoon that just came out. Because no one gives a shit how Helm's Deep became a thing. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. And it was proof. Not a whole lot of people. Now they're rebooting Harry Potter for television. When are we going to stop doing this? This is what we need. Because Hollywood releases 1,000 movies a year. 1,000 movies to get greenlit. 99% of it is horseshit. And to know that the world, 10,000 films get released globally in the world. How do we fix this nonsense? How do we get out of Transformers, Transmorphers, Pacific Rim, Atlantic Rim? Even that shit's getting ridiculous. How do we solve Sharknado? Now, I only thought one was necessary, but we got five of those fuckers. Man, let's talk about that. Let's talk about fixing the problem. Because nobody's watching this shit. Revenues are down. Every movie isn't breaking even or making money. How do we solve it? Write original stories. I know the tropes, can't get rid of those. I know guy saves girl, conflict in the middle, resolution at the Agno. I know that the tropes don't change because storytelling hasn't really gotten any different over the centuries of it. I mean, it just doesn't. There's only so many ways you can tell a story. So that part I get. But original would be writing films that are not rebooted. Just a new film, a new movie. We don't need to watch the Ninja Turtles come back again. We don't need it. We got to stop that shit. You know, write original stories, stop the adaptations, and return to gritty filmmaking, practical filmmaking. Stop using the computer. Stop it. Stop it. For God's sakes, man. There's so much practical filming that could happen, and they turn around and they add a fucking CGI in it, and all. Stop doing that shit. And also, guys, stop trying to appeal to the world. Stop it. Your movie doesn't have to appeal to everybody. It really doesn't. If it's a bank robbing film, it's a crime thriller, it only has to appeal to a certain amount. You don't have to sit there and make it appeal to everybody. Like everybody. You know, PG-13 should probably go away. There should be PG, there should be R, and that's it. If it's rated R, there's blood, there's guts, there's language, there's violence. That's the intent of the film. That's what you're shooting for. I get so tired of watching PG-13 crime thrillers where they are dumbing it down to the point where you don't see any blood. You only see a few bullets, the bullet flashes in the muzzle. It's ridiculous. We need to get away from all of that bullshit, guys. We really, really fucking do. And I will leave you guys with this. Going forward with this show, we are going to continue in this type of format. It's not going to change. I'm not going to continue to try to hit all these boxes. I'm going to speak from my feeling, my heart about all these things. You're going to hear some language. If you know, you're going to have moments like that, like my rants. 99% of them are incoherent, just me going off. You're going to hear that shit too. That's okay though, kids. Stick with me. I appreciate each and every one of you. Like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you tomorrow. Later! I want to break your soul.